This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. As we wrap up the week that would have been the Democratic National Convention here in Milwaukee, we're looking at how the absence of visitors and events is impacting hotels. When the convention was first announced, hotels in the area quickly booked up. Between the rooms and the convention hall rentals, hotels in Milwaukee and throughout southeastern Wisconsin were expecting a huge influx of business. Now, not only will there be far fewer guests and events coming to the area, but the hospitality industry is in crisis. The pandemic has halted travel and forced large-scale events to cancel, bringing fewer people to the area at a time when hotels are usually at their busiest. I'm joined now by Tom Dakin from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk about the convention that would have been and the state of Milwaukee's hospitality industry. So let's jump back to a time when the DNC was going to happen as planned. What were we anticipating for hotels specifically? What did that impact look like?
Well, it's going to mean some really full hotels, and not just in Milwaukee, but really throughout southeastern Wisconsin, into the Madison area, down into northern Illinois. They had delegates who were going to be staying down near O'Hare International Airport. Of course, summer is already the peak season for Milwaukee hotels because of Summerfest and Brewers games and ethnic festivals, and this was just going to make it that much stronger, and now it's unfortunately not going to happen.
You know, as you say, we're talking about quite a lot of hotels. We're not just talking about hotels here in Milwaukee, but all throughout the region. Do you know how hotels were preparing for this convention?
Well, I know in some cases they were planning to staff up. Marcus Hotels, which operates three downtown hotels, that would be the Pfister, the Hilton, and St. Kate the Arts Hotel. I know it was planning to bring more employees to Milwaukee from other hotels it operates. I suspect some of the other hotel operators were planning to do the same thing. I should probably say one thing. I think sometimes there's a misconception that people thought there might be hotels getting built because of the DNC. That really wasn't the case. There's no business model in the world that would have you create a hotel just for one event, no matter how big. But there were a couple of hotels that were at least expediting their construction and hoping to open in time for the July and later rescheduled to August event. And now, of course, you know, none of that matters.
Yeah, so as we're looking toward the future of the DNC, of course, still parts of it are going to be in Milwaukee, but it's very pared down. Do we know what that's going to look like for hotels?
I don't think it's going to really generate much business. I mean, bear in mind, originally the DNC was expected to draw 50,000 visitors and create a $200 million economic impact. Now, let's assume that latter figure is exaggerated. Economic impact figures are always exaggerated. But still, 50,000 visitors, yeah, that was going to be really big. I mean, what you're talking about now is, quite honestly, kind of a middling size meeting that if it weren't the DNC, no one in the news media would be paying any attention to. This would be like the bead and button show that they have every year at the Wisconsin Center. I mean, it really is not going to have that big of an impact on the business, unfortunately. Now, I will say this. The hotel operators that I talked to when we reported initially about the confirmed plans to go to a mostly virtual convention basically said, that's unfortunate, but at this point, we'll take whatever we can get because, frankly, business is down so low for hotels, not just in Milwaukee, but around the nation, that they're happy just to salvage even this much out of a canceled Democratic National Convention.
Yeah, how has the hospitality industry in general fared during this pandemic?
Well, very poorly. On a national basis, the unemployment rate in the hospitality industry is running, I believe, near 60%. We've had layoffs that we've reported at the Journal Sentinel of hundreds of hotel workers at hotels here in the Milwaukee area, as well as Madison and Green Bay. I know I talked to one operator, Tim Dixon, who runs the Iron Horse, who said he was running at about 20% occupancy. This is in June and early July, and that's a time when the Iron Horse and many other hotels in Milwaukee are full pretty much every night, starting around Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day weekend. So it's way, way down, unfortunately. And there are some hotels that have shut down that have yet to reopen. Now, Marcus did reopen the Pfister a few weeks ago, but we're still waiting for the Hilton to open up, and St. Kate, I believe that's coming in early August, if memory serves.
Well, and one of the things that comes along with the convention, but also comes along with a lot of the stuff that we see here in Milwaukee during the summer, it's not just hotel rentals. It's also renting out the different spaces inside of the hotel, those big convention venues. Do we know, with the mostly digital DNC, is there going to be much of that, or are we really looking at more, you know, single people in hotels, not gathering in those public spaces?
I believe the latter, for all the obvious health concerns that we've seen that center around trying to prevent the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. And your point about the hotel facilities is a good one, because this is really hitting those higher-end hotels much harder in general, not just the loss of the DNC, but the general malaise for the hotel industry by virtue of the coronavirus pandemic's effect on the travel industry. So a hotel, for example, like the Hilton Milwaukee or the Marriott, downtown Marriott, that has these large, fully staffed restaurants and banquet facilities, for those reasons, first of all, they tend to have a lot more employees than, say, like a Courtyard Suites or a Hampton Inn. And they tend to obviously get a much larger revenue stream from food and beverage operations than those limited service hotels. So they're getting hit the hardest. The mid-tier hotels, from what I can tell, have generally been able to soldier through some of this, although we did have a few of those included in the latest round of layoffs. But yeah, your big banquet center type hotels have been taking it the hardest.
You know, you mentioned before, some people thought that hotels were popping up as a result of the DNC. And of course, that's, you know, not exactly true. They might have been expediting their construction, but they weren't popping up as a result of the event. That being said, we have a lot of hotels that have popped up in downtown Milwaukee, especially in the last few years. And we're now facing a somewhat uncertain future with this pandemic. Travel has obviously been very limited over the past few months, but you know, we're still in the thick of this pandemic. We have more and more people who are being sickened. With all of these hotels in our downtown area, how could this impact the city overall?
Well, I guess there's always the possibility that you could see some eventual permanent closings. I think the newer hotels are less susceptible to that than perhaps some older properties that tend not to have the same types of rooms, the same level of amenities that the newer hotels offer in response to demand for travelers. I would think that if we were to see any closings in the Milwaukee area, it would be those older kind of dinosaur type properties. The newer hotels do face a challenge in that some of them that are just opening, like this year, are less established in the marketplace. So gosh, you don't want to be opening brand new from the ground up, particularly with a new brand to our area at a time like this, but they were sort of left with no choice. An example of that, by the way, would be the Marriott Renaissance Hotel, which is a beautiful property about to open in early August out in Wauwatosa. This is at the Mayfair complex in one of the former Mayfair office buildings. Renaissance is a higher end brand, new to our area, I believe new to the entire state of Wisconsin, and they've got to get their brand familiar with people at a time when people aren't really traveling much. And again, they were one of those hotels with, you know, a large, nice in-house restaurant and banquet facilities that are facing a bigger challenge than perhaps some of the mid-tier hotels. Not coincidentally, I suppose, the city of Wauwatosa recently voted to provide a forgivable loan to the hotel developers because of the economic challenges they're facing that really weren't foreseen prior to the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, Tom Dakin, thank you so much for joining us here once again on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Always a pleasure, Joy. Thank you.
Tom Dakin covers commercial real estate for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's a regular Lake Effect contributor.